Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
In light of all the disasters that we keep hearing about, and it can be so mentally unbalancing for us, but what can help you feel a little bit better, and I've been giving some tips this week about talking to your children about these disasters and such, but what can help you make a feel a little bit better is to be prepared or feel like you are prepared for some kind of disaster should it happen in where you live. And the Red Cross does help people, and under redcross.org, get help and prepare for emergencies. They give you some really great useful tips. First one is to get a kit. The second one is to make a plan, and the third one is to be informed. So let's talk about a kit. When you are preparing your emergency kit, at the minimum, you should have water, 1 gallon per person per day, food, non-perishable, and you want to have 3 days supply for evacuation and a 2 week supply at home of water. That's so important because you're going to need it. If your power goes out, if the electricity goes out, if something is going on, food, non-perishable, easy to prepare items, 3 days supply for evacuation and a 2 week supply for at home. You want to have flashlights that maybe don't need to be recharged with batteries. The shaking kind are always really good. A battery-powered or hand crank radio, they also have those for flashlights. You want to make sure to have plenty of batteries on hand. I know people don't even sometimes think about batteries anymore because you can just charge everything in the wall. But if the electricity is out for a good long time, then you can't really be charging stuff. You want to have lots of extra batteries. You want to have a good first aid kit. You can get those at the Red Cross store, but you want to have a really good one that has Band-Aids and antibiotic ointment and gauze and tape and all of the things that you need in their first aid kit. You can look that up. You want to have medications. Make sure to always keep on hand a 7-day supply and all of the medical items that go with it. If you're a diabetic, make sure you have plenty of insulin. Make sure you have plenty of glucose monitoring strips, and make sure that you have plenty. If you have an allergy, make sure you have plenty of, you know, all of the epinephrine pens that you might need for a 7-day supply should you be at home. So these are things you want to think about. And we're going to talk about more of these disaster prep kits on more of my shows. So you always got to listen in because you never know what we're going to be talking about. And it's always such great advice. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.